FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community music. That's I Am They, their song Faithful God. Skillet with Brave prior to that. Happy Thursday at 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and dedications tomorrow at 5. You can listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com or post your requests on Facebook each Friday afternoon for the Friday Request and Dedication Hour at 5 on FM 90.3 WJTL.
And this morning, Annie and I are honored to have live on the phone from Veritas Academy, their Dean of Academics, Bruce Etter. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good.
We are doing great. Annie's been telling me all morning that you are her favorite ninth grade teacher of all time.
Don't tell the others. They might get jealous. But favorite, for sure.
Yeah, not like we're on the radio or anything, but they're probably listening. But Annie was a treat. I miss Annie, and good to be with you guys this morning.
Well, it's great to have you, Bruce. Anybody else you want to give a shout-out to this morning?
Oh, sure. I'd love to say hello to my wonderful wife, Julie, and my five fun children, Isaac and Sarah and Zach and Jack and Micah. I think I got them all. And all my amazing co-workers and the coolest and greatest faculty on the planet of Veritas Academy.
True.
Hello, everybody.
Man, they picked the right person to call today. Tell us all about Veritas Academy.
Well, so, I started teaching in 1992, long, long time ago. I actually started out as a Spanish teacher and found out about classical education in the 90s. So when I found out about classical education, I wanted to come and teach at Veritas Academy. So when I came to Veritas as a Spanish teacher in 2004, I had my lesson plans. I knew about what you could cover in a 50-minute time period. And to my pleasant shock and surprise, I was done at 20 minutes into the lesson. And I didn't understand what was going on. Well, what I found out was that these students who have had such a strong foundation in classical learning, particularly things like Latin and the tools of learning they had had earlier, they just picked it up so much faster. And I knew at that point that I wanted to get my own kids in a classical education setting and continue in that vein. But it's all about love of learning. It's all about tools of learning. It's all about, I could just throw out a big fancy pants term here, the trivium we call it, sort of three stages of learning. The grammar stage, where you don't know if you have little kids, fourth, fifth grade, they're really good at memorizing. So we just have a blast in the grammar school with chants and jingles and songs and memorization. Then when they get, 12, 13 years old, middle school age, they want to argue. They want to kind of push back, and they want to know the why of everything. So we engage them in this logic phase of their lives, teach them how to debate, how to discuss, and how to do it in a winsome and godly and kind way, which we don't see a ton of that in our culture these days.
True.
And then finally, to polish it all off in the rhetoric phase, where we take all that content they've memorized and that dialectic where they've been taught how to wrestle with different angles of different subjects and polish it in a nice rhetorical flair. So that's kind of what we're all about at Veritas Academy. It's a classical model. It's a little bit different than what I was raised in. And, that's just kind of a quick overview.
Bruce, I understand this past year you've been a key component because of your background in online learning in helping Veritas go virtual and be able to learn at home. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was hired just about this time last year. I wasn't hired to do that. I was hired about a month before the COVID crisis hit. And it was honestly really a blessing to be able to turn everything around and get our teachers teaching online within really just a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do wish that I were the one that wore the cape and could take credit for that. But it really has everything to do with an extraordinarily experienced faculty. I mean, our faculty members just have years and years of experience. They're godly folks, they know what they're doing. But even though going online during COVID, part of the COVID crisis, was a challenge for the school. They just stepped up to the plate and knocked it out of the park. It was a blessing.
That's awesome. If you want more information about Veritas Academy, visit online, veritasacademy.com. We're going to talk more with Bruce coming up, and he's going to tell us about an open house and a school tour and how you can get even more information. Also on the way, music from Brian and Katie Torwald and much more.